So, you all ready for spring break? Who all has a test still tomorrow? Anybody? Oh my goodness. I'm sorry. I feel for y'all. Well, I'm gonna be short tonight. Who has a test right whenever you get back? Like a Monday or something? Well, there is an end to it, I promise y'all. I'm so glad I'm out of school. Sorry. Hate to rub it in, but I'll be short tonight. I only have about 20 minutes of stuff that I want to share. But my talk tonight is geared more towards those that are going to Glorietta. Okay, and eventually I have 7 thoughts or suggestions or so of just things that we can do to make the most out of our conference. And so I apologize because I know not everybody's going, but the principles and the ideas and the things that I'm going to talk about tonight, they can apply outside of just this 1 week in Glorietta. And so I challenge those of you who aren't going to not just tune out, but that you would really think of ways that you can apply these things and apply these ideas wherever it is you're going to be for spring break. So, my wife and I, here's my wife, she's right here, up here on the front row, Jamie. And we also have a 2-year-old son, or he's almost 2, he'll be 2 in April. And he's so in love with me that, like, whenever it's time for me to go, he, like, hands me the keys and says, bye-bye, dad. So, anyways, we just celebrated our 3rd anniversary a couple weeks ago. And even, you all just keep laughing if you like, okay? And even this early in our marriage, though, we were only 3 years into it, but we've already figured out how busy life can get and how easy it is to just slowly start growing apart from each other. And so one of the things that we've decided to do to try to keep our marriage and try to keep our relationship together is we decided we're just going to try once a year, right around our anniversary, to just plan a little getaway. Okay, just a little getaway. Time when we don't have to worry about Hudson, taking care of him. We don't have to worry about our responsibilities at work. We don't have to worry about paying bills, about mowing the lawn, about taking care of dishes, things like that. A time whenever we can just focus in on our relationship with each other and strengthen our relationship with each other. So a couple of weeks ago, we snuck away. We didn't tell anybody. We didn't tell the staff. We just snuck away, and we booked a room in this incredible mansion up in Tulsa, and we ate out at this fancy restaurant where, like, the waiter came out and says, compliments of the chef, and, like, hands us this plate we didn't order. And, I mean, it was a lot of fun. And we just talked, and we spent time together, and we just got to know each other on an even deeper level than we've already known each other. That's what we're about to do on this spring break. And that's what I want us to do on this spring break. You have an opportunity, a great opportunity, to get away from some of the distractions that we have here. From school, to get away from work, to get away from tests, those tests that you have tomorrow, the tests that you have Monday. Yeah, I always said that I was going to take my books and study over spring break, and I always took them, but I never studied, not once. You have a time to get away from some of those things. You have an opportunity to focus on rebuilding that relationship with Jesus. Now, that doesn't mean that the things I talk about tonight are only things that you can do on spring break. Okay, Jamie and I, we don't wait till our anniversary rolls around to spend time with each other and talk with each other. We try to do that on a daily basis. But this is a time when we can get away, okay, whenever we can pull back, and it's special, and it strengthens, it restores, it enhances our relationship. So whenever we get back into the normal grind, it's there. And so I hope that you approach spring break in that same manner. I hope that you have that same attitude, that it's a chance to strengthen and restore and enhance your relationship with Jesus. There's a passage in Mark 6, 31 and 32. We can see Jesus doing the same thing with his disciples. In this passage it says, "Then because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, and he said to them, 'Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest.' So they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place." Jesus is doing that same thing there. He's pulling away from a lot of the distractions just so that he and his disciples could have that time of rest and that time together. So here they are, okay? The 7 suggestions that I have. Now this first one, I promise you, you aren't going to have to write it down. You're going to do it already, but if you're taking notes, you can go ahead and scribble it down anyways. But I want you all to have the best week of your life, okay? I want you all to have a blast. Because most of these things that I'm going to talk about from here on are a little bit more serious, a little bit more intentional. And I really hope that you apply these things. But I'd hate for any of you all to just approach spring break with this just 24/7 mindset that at all times I have to be doing one of these things that JT spoke about or else my whole spring break was a failure. Okay, I want you all to go and I want you all to have a blast. So, that was the first one. That was quick and easy. That's out of the way. The second one, this is an important one, especially the way we're restructuring spring break this year. Take some time to get with some men and women who have been walking with God and experiencing life a little longer than you have. Okay? Just take some time to get away and get with some men and women who have been walking with God and they have a little bit more experience under their belts. They've been living life a little longer. This can look different for different people. For some of you, it may be more just asking some questions. Okay, going up and as they speak or as you hear things or as you know more about a person, just ask them some good questions. There's a proverb, chapter 20, verse 5. It says, The purposes of a man's heart are deep waters, but a man of understanding draws them out. Okay, the purposes of a man's heart are deep waters, but a man of understanding draws them out. So ask probing questions of the speakers and of these guests that are at Glorietta in order to draw out some of these deeper things that are in their hearts. I'm so glad, okay? So glad that somebody asked Dr. Tomlinson this question. Dr. Tomlinson spoke last year at Glorietta. He's a professor of Greek at Midwestern Seminary. Basically, he knows Greek better than I know English. Okay, and I'm not sure if this happened during spring break or not, but somehow eventually this story got back around to me. And so hopefully I'm not making this up, and if I am, I apologize for slandering this idea and crediting it towards him. But I think this is what happened, okay? Somebody asked him if he was a Calvinist or what he believed about Calvinism. And, instead of getting into some sort of sticky debate that attempts to answer these kind of unanswerable questions about, free will, do I get to choose to be a Christian, or is it predestined, is it chosen before the beginning of time, all these kind of things, questions that people have been trying to tackle for who knows how long. His reply was, well, show me a passage in the Bible, show me some scripture, and from my understanding of Greek, I'll tell you how I think that can best be interpreted. Now, if you've looked at that topic that much, that's a pretty wise answer. That's a pretty wise way to look at it. And so I'm glad that I had the opportunity to glean some wisdom from him that simply because somebody asked him a question that he probably never would have answered during one of the lecture times or during his speaking time. Another one, John Crawford. He's not going to be there this year, but is a good example from last year. He was booked solid, okay? Like every 30 minutes, I lived down the hall from him in school, and I thought I'd get to hang out with him and see him every now and then. Every 30 minutes or every hour, he was meeting with another student last year, and for good reason. He was a student back here at OU at one point in time, and then he left from here and he worked a normal job in Oklahoma City, and then from there he came back on staff at the BSU, and then now he's working with recent college graduates in Kansas City, Missouri, okay? So he had some unique experiences. He had some unique experiences that he's learned a few lessons about transitioning from college life and into ministry in the real world. Now, several students saw the value in that, and they spent some time with John and tried to get some insight into how they could tackle those days ahead. And so we're gonna have a lot of speakers, a lot of people like that have been through some unique experiences. So it's just a prime opportunity to figure out where they're from, figure out where they're coming from and what's been going on in their life so you can ask some of those questions and glean some of that just wisdom off from them. So that's one of the ways. That's one of the ways you can get to hang out or get to spend some time with some older people. Another one is just hanging out. Okay, one of them just comes from hanging out. This isn't a second point if you all like to take notes and everything. This is still under the same one, okay? One's just kind of one way is asking questions. Another way is just hanging out. Proverbs 13:20 approaches this. It says, "He who walks with the wise grows wise, but a companion of fools suffers harm." He who walks with the wise grows wise. To me, it's kind of like osmosis, if I understand osmosis right. you know, you have like a high concentration of stuff over here and a low concentration of stuff over here, and eventually the high concentration kind of diffuses over here to the lower concentration concentrated areas, right? Correct me if I'm wrong later, but not correct. Okay, I got a thumbs up. All right, I got it right. So that's what's happening whenever you walk with wise people. You get close to a person that has like just this real high concentration of wisdom, and some of that is just going to ooze into your life. Okay, some of it's just going to pass on. So here's another true story here. I had been living in Southeast Asia for about 2 years, and I came back to the U.S. for about 6 weeks. During that 6 weeks was when Jamie and I, we started dating. And it didn't take me long to figure out that I'd fallen just completely in love with Jamie and I wanted to marry her, right? So we end up, it's about a week before I'm supposed to go back to Southeast Asia. And we're at Glorieta, so same place we're going, right? Y'all are going to try to repeat this story, huh? But to make a long story short, I was standing in front of the fountain drink machine, and I think I was just filling up my Coke. Mike Thompson, who is going to be there this year, Mike Thompson just kind of leans up, kind of moves in closer to me. He's like, "Hey, you thinking about marrying that girl over there?" I was like, "Yeah, you know." And he says, "Well, here's my advice. Button down the hatches and full speed ahead, buddy." I was like, "Yes, you know." That was a piece of wisdom. That was a piece of wisdom and a little bit of encouragement that I needed, okay? I needed it from an older man. I wasn't going to get that in a lecture, and I wasn't going to get that even probably asking questions. That was just hanging out with a guy who's older, walked through life a little bit longer than I had, and had some wisdom. 3 months after that, actually, we were engaged in Siem Reap, Cambodia. So I'm glad that I walked with a wise man for a little bit. So there's such wisdom, such wisdom in spending time with wise people. Okay, whether it's a speaker, whether it's somebody that's on staff here, whether it's another student, maybe some other students that have been through situations, whether it's sometimes it's reading a book. You know, you can walk with wise people by reading some of the books that wise people have written. So this next week, just make some appointments. Join people at mealtimes. Walk to sessions whenever you're walking back and forth to a place. Walk with some people. If you're intimidated to talk with one of the speakers, just get a group of people. You know, all gather together and say, "I really want to talk to that guy," and then go ask some questions of him. And just do some quality osmosis kind of learning. Okay, Number three is a simple one, and it's just be smart about getting some rest. Okay, just be smart about getting some rest. I don't have verses that go along with this. I'm sure there are. But I want you all to be alert. I want you all to be alert and attentive to what God wants to say. You all are up until 3 a.m., 4 a.m. or whatever every day, like during the school year. So while we're on spring break, get some of that rest. Here's a good old boy quote for you. This is one of those that maybe I would have heard in Fairview or something out feeding the cattle or cutting hay or something. I first heard this one. It was Chris Gorey doing an impersonation of Max Barnett, if you know those people. Y'all want to hear me try to do that impersonation? It's not going to happen. Okay, so basically, here's the quote. "You can't get up and soar with the eagles when you've been up all night hooting with the owls." Okay? So, the reason I say that is, point number four here is that I'm absolutely convinced that God wants to fill you in a way that you've never been filled during this next week. And I'm absolutely convinced that He wants to show you some unsearchable things that you don't know. And I'm convinced that He wants to teach you some things that you've never been taught. So the point here is just expect to meet God. Okay, go into this week expecting to meet God. Psalm 81:10 says, "I am the Lord your God who brought you up out of Egypt. Open wide your mouth and I will fill it." Okay, open wide your mouth and I will fill it. So go ready to be filled. Expect God to do it. Okay, now this is actually a promise that was made to Israel, thousands of years ago. not necessarily directly to us, but that God that made that promise to them is still the same God today. And He would love to fill your mouth if you just go into those grounds with it open wide. Another verse, Jeremiah 33:3. It says, "Call to Me, and I will tell you great and unsearchable things that you do not know." Okay, "Call to Me, and I will tell you great and unsearchable things that you do not know." Every session that we go into, every time you go into one of the dialogues that we're going to have, anytime you have just different opportunities to interact or different time to get away with God, just ask Him. Ask Him that. Ask Him to show you some things. Okay, number five here. We're jumping back to an extremely practical thing again. Number five is to just take some notes. Okay, take some notes. Now, I remember, you know, if you think note-taking is weird in like some sort of a church environment, I remember whenever I first came into the BSU, like my very first time, and I looked around, like all these people, like the speaker says his first point, and all of a sudden everybody's head goes down and starts scribbling, like, whoa, what's going on here? But whenever we have some speakers, you know, and we go into some of these dialogue sessions during your time alone with God, just take some notes. Not because it's any kind of a super spiritual thing or anything, but somebody's going to mention a thought, okay? Somebody's going to mention a thought, or they're going to say some verse, or they're going to have some extremely profoundly useful advice, and you're going to want to hold on to that. You're going to want to hold on to that, and you're going to take it, and you're going to go and chew back over that and think about that and mull over that at some time. And you're not going to be able to if you don't write it down. So just write some of those things down. Take good notes while you're there. And that being said, number six is focus on transformation instead of information accumulation. Okay? We're going to take some notes and we're going to learn a lot of things. And we're going to have a lot of stuff kind of just shoved into our brains and our hearts and such. But focus on transformation instead of information accumulation. God doesn't want your notebook or your brain filled near as much as He wants your heart transformed. So take some time. Take some time this next week and make sure that that's happening. One of the best ways you can do that is just get some time alone with God. And I'm not talking about just during the sessions or whenever we're having time of worship or somebody says, you know, okay, now close your eyes and we're all going to pray. Not time alone with God like that. But I mean really pull away and get some time alone with God. Jeremiah 29:13 says, "You will seek Me and find Me when you seek Me with all of your heart." Now this is going to be one of the most extremely difficult tasks for a whole lot of you this next week, because it goes against everything there is in your personality. I mean, for me, it's pretty easy. I'm an introvert already. I'm happy if I can just go away and hide in a room for hours or days or months or whatever. But for some of you, this is going to be really difficult because it's just hard to pull away and break away from that crowd. But I would just say do it. You know, force yourself away from the fun every now and then. And don't think about what you're missing over there, what's going on over there. But just pull yourself away and go see Jesus. Go spend some time with Jesus. When I was in school, we had a spring break conference, pretty much or real similar to like what we're doing now. We used to go up to Colorado, and you know what? I have some pictures, just of me hanging out with friends and some different people. And I guess in the pictures, I was laughing and having a good time. But honestly, I can't hardly remember anything that was associated with those pictures. I mean, that was, I don't know, 10 years ago, something like that. So the times I do remember are the times that I snuck away and I really got some good time with God. One of the ones, I remember one time I crawled up on top of this rock, and there was a rock there, and it kind of had one of these natural little easy chairs carved into the rock. And I just took my Bible, I took some notes that I had taken, that I'd scribbled down from what some speakers had said, and I took a good book, and I just spent some fantastic hours just laying around and spending time with God. One of my favorite memories of spring break that I've ever had. Another one, it's kind of similar, is a similar thing. I got up, kind of climbed up onto a mountain, a little kind of where I was up high, and I was reading through the Psalms, and I had one of those aha kind of moments. I used to have a teacher that used to tell me, he probably still teaches over here, his name's Lakshmi Varahan, and he used to say, I want you to be being on the having an aha. And so it's like, I want you to have an aha, you know, like one of those times whenever the light bulb just flashes on. And I had one of those whenever I was up there. I was up there on the mountain and I was reading through the Psalms. And now pardon me for the simplistic way in which my mind works, but this is basically what happened. I'm sitting up there and I think, huh, wow, there sure are a lot of trees out there, huh? Every one of those trees, they have a lot of branches. You know, on every one of those branches, on all those trees, there sure are a lot of leaves, huh? And I guess on every one of those leaves that's on the branches, that's on all those trees, there are a lot of little plant cells. And so, yeah, something kind of like that. And then I kind of zoom back out, right? And then I saw all these trees again, and I thought, wow, there's a whole lot of plant cells out there, right? So, and what happened then is I thought, wow, you know, God knows the ins and the outs and everything going on of every single one of those plant cells. I have a big God. I have a huge God. And this may seem pretty elementary to you, I don't know. But God used this time and the Psalms, this time in prayer, this time of just pulling away and sitting and being with Him to really completely transform just the way I perceived and the way I related to Him. You know, just kind of the constraints of my mind, the breadth of my faith were broadened considerably that day as I began to truly understand what the omniscience of God really meant. And I learned how I could trust Him, how I could believe with confidence what He says. And I believe that God did that in my life. And I believe He used that because I just took some time, just some time to pull away and just get away from the excitement of hanging out with friends and really spend some time being with Him. And now, my last point. I tell you, we're going to get done early tonight. We got a load of announcements ahead, I bet. So, last point I want to make. I feel like most of the staff has used a video clip of some sort or another, like in their speaking time here, so I don't want to be left behind or kind of out of the loop or anything. So I have a clip here tonight. And this is an inspiring epic, okay? Inspiring epic adventure of two men on a quest, okay? And these two men have ran into some difficulties, okay? They've made some mistakes, and now they're at a critical point, okay? They're at a critical point in their journey. So let's go ahead and watch and see what happens.
Full of shit, man.
No, whoa, no, whoa. Whoa, wrong point. Whoa. Not the point we're going for. Okay. We don't need the clip. I don't think I want to try that one again. We'll stop there. The clip, maybe I'll just remind us of where it is. There's a point. Go ahead and bring the lights on. I don't even want to try to go there. Maybe we can have a reenactment. It's like Dan and someone can come up here. There's a point. I had a feeling that was going to happen. I don't know why. But anyways, there's a point, if you all remember in the movie, where they're going along, they have some mistakes, and they're ended up like they're in this desert road, right? And they're stopped along their trip to Aspen, and they all this rattling out. So, and they lose the car or whatever, they're out of gas. I can't remember what happens, but anyways, they're stuck alongside the road, and so finally one of them goes off, and then you see him coming back, and he's on this little motorcycle. Y'all remember that scene? He's like putting along, and it's like half his size. Anyways, he stops and kind of does his little... Anyways, so at that point, the other guy looks at him, And he says, you know, just when I thought you couldn't do anything any dumber, you go out and totally redeem yourself. Okay, you all remember the line? That's what was supposed to be played here just a little bit ago. And, yeah. So anyways, a lot of us, like our heroes, have probably made the mistake of really not giving a whole lot of thought at all towards Glorieta and how God really may want to use this trip and this time. And so I just want to say, just like our hero in the movie that we didn't get to see, it's not too late to totally redeem yourself, okay? And the point is, just make some goals. Make some goals, get your hearts ready, and get your hearts really prepared to see what God wants to say to us. And let's go and have a great spring break. Let me pray for us. Father, I just thank you. Thank you that you've given us this time to really pull away from the distractions of life. Time whenever we can just spend some time with you. And whether it's going to Glorieta or whether we're going to be going home or in different directions, Father, I pray that just that's what our hearts cry and that's our heart's desire would be, that we would get to know you more, that we'd spend time with you, that we'd develop our relationship with you. And Father, that you would give us opportunities to spend time with some older men and women to get some of that wisdom from them, and also just most importantly that we would have those times whenever we're just with you, learning from you, praying with you, seeing what your word has to say directly to us. And so, Father, we just like the Israelites, whenever you said, "Open wide your mouth, and I will fill it." Father, we open our hearts, and we just ask that you would fill us as we approach this week. And we ask that you would do this in Jesus' name. Amen.